KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school sports around the area last night, the Atlantic boys finished sixth in the Clarinda track meet. Abraham Lincoln winning with 119 and a third points. Glenwood had 114 and a third for second. Harlan with 111 points was third. Thomas Jefferson placing fourth with a 76-point total. Creston was fifth. Atlantic had 32 points for sixth place. Lewis Central and Red Oak round out the rest of the field. A couple of first-place finishes for Atlantic. Tyler Hovey winning the discus, and Blake Esbeck taking first in the 400 meters. Also, Atlantic's 4x400-meter relay team of Bryce Wernemont, Ryan McDermott, Jake Auerbach, and Blake Esbeck placing second. Tyler Hovey also was sixth in the shot put. The shuttle hurdle relay team, the 4x200-meter team, and the distance medley relay team all placing sixth last night as well for the Trojans. At the Big Red Relays last night in Missouri Valley, team scoring showed Maple Valley winning the meet with 179 points. Boyer Valley the runner-up with a 108 total. Missouri Valley third with 102. Logan Magnolia was fourth, followed by West Harrison and Woodbine last night. In high school tennis last evening, Creston beat both the Atlantic boys and girls. It was Creston winning 6-3 over the Atlantic boys. Atlantic got a couple of singles victories. Mitch Leiferman defeated Ryan Hansen of Creston 10-3 at number one singles. Also at number six singles, Jake Arneson of Atlantic wins in a tiebreak over Eric Lanning, winning 11-10. It was 7-4 in the tiebreak. Also, Atlantic picked up a doubles victory as Tyler Fisher and Noah Welter teamed up for a 10-1 victory over their opponents. On the girls' side, it was Creston defeating Atlantic by a final of 8-1, Atlantic's only victory coming at number one singles, where Tori Dolch picked up a win for the Trojans, beating Sierra Jones 8-6 in her match last night. In high school girls' soccer, it was Tri-Center beating Atlantic by a final of 5-2 last night. Amy Lovren scored both Trojan goals. She scored at the 8-minute mark in the first period, off an assist by Alyssa Becerra. Lovren scored again at the 25-minute mark, unassisted on a breakaway in the second half. Maren McNeese had 25 saves in the net, while Rianne Kappel and Emily Mitchell combined for 24 interceptions to lead the team defensively. Atlantic off now for the weekend. They'll travel to Lewis Central for their next match on Monday. In girls' high school golf last night, it was Atlantic defeating Creston 198-280. They played the back nine at Nishna Hills last night. Atlantic got the low score of the night from Brooke Fletcher. She posted the medalist round of 43 last night. Also for Atlantic, Caitlin Walter had 47, Bailey Walter 54, Shelby Worth 54 as well to help the Trojans to that victory. Well, the Masters first-round leaderboard certainly had an international flavor. England's Lee Westwood holds a one-shot lead over South Africa's Louis Oosthuizen and Sweden's Peter Hansen after the first round of the 80th Masters. Westwood opened with a 4-under 68. There's a big group of golfers who were tied at 3-under after the first round, including Spain's Miguel Ángel Jiménez and Ben Crane, also Jason Duffner and Bubba Watson of the U.S. Tiger Woods opened with an even par 72 in his bid to win a fifth green jacket. That's good for a tie for 29th with 15 others, including defending Masters champion Charles Schwartzel. Three-time winner Phil Mickelson was 2-over after he birdied the final hole yesterday. Mark O'Meara, the 98 Masters champ, withdrew with an injury just before he was set to tee off yesterday. Golf already has started today, and Oosthuizen has made a move backward. He was 4-under coming into the day. He parred the first hole, then double bogeyed. He took a 7 on the par 5 second hole to drop to 2-under. He's back to 3-under after birdieing hole number 3, so he sits 2 strokes back of Westwood at the top of the leaderboard. Ben Crane is even par for the day. He's 3-under after his first hole today. Also, Zach Johnson is having an up-and-down early start to his round. He took a bogey on the par 4 first hole today. He started the day at 2-under, dropped to 1-under par, but he's back to 2-under as he's just birdied the second hole, a par 5 here this morning. Ian Poulter also with a birdie. He's at 1-under for the day now on his tournament as action continues now today at Augusta. The golfers, the early golfers just getting started with their rounds this morning. A lot more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Well, in the longest opening day game in Major League Baseball history, J.P. Arencibia's three-run homer in the 16th inning sent the Toronto Blue Jays to a 7-4 win over the Cleveland Indians. Arencibia was 0-for-6 with three strikeouts before that at-bat. That marathon eclipsed the previous longest openers of 15 innings between Cleveland and Detroit in 1960 and 15 innings between Philadelphia and Washington in 1926. Luis Perez, Toronto's seventh pitcher, pitched four scoreless innings for the win. Sergio Santos got two outs to end the five-hour, 14-minute marathon. Also in the AL, Detroit's Tigers got an exciting opening day win as Austin Jackson hit a walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth in a 3-2 win over Boston. Reliever Jose Valverde worked an inning for the win. He replaced Cy Young winner Justin Verlander, who gave up just two hits in eight innings of work. In the National League, with Magic Johnson watching from next to the dugout, the L.A. Dodgers beat the San Diego Padres 5-3, even though the reigning National League Cy Young Award winner Clayton Kershaw left after three innings with the flu. Former Lakers great Johnson, part of a group buying the Dodgers for $2.15 billion, had a big smile after Matt Kemp hit a two-run homer in the eighth to give him three RBIs on the day. Jay Bruce homered and drove in a pair of runs, and Johnny Cueto dominated in his first opening day start to lead the Cincinnati Reds to a 4-0 win over the Miami Marlins before one of their biggest crowds, 42,956, the second largest at Great American Ballpark. Roy Halladay allowed just two hits in eight innings as the Philadelphia Phillies opened with a 1-0 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. The two-time Cy Young winner won his fifth opening day start. He settled down quickly after a shaky start for the defending National League East champs. Halladay didn't give up a hit after the first inning. Washington opened with a 2-1 win over the Cubs in Chicago. Steven Strasburg allowed one run on five hits in seven innings, but didn't get the win. Ian Desmond singled in the go-ahead run in the ninth for the Nats as Tyler Clippard earned the win. Johan Santana pitched five innings of two-hit ball in his long-awaited return from shoulder surgery, and David Wright hit an RBI single to lead the Mets past the Braves 1-0 in their season opener. New York's revamped bullpen picked up for Santana and shut down the Braves. Some bad news, though, for the Mets as new center fielder Andres Torres hobbled off after he re-injured his strained calf. It was the first time since 1996 that Atlanta fielded an opening day lineup without Chipper Jones, who's injured while starting his final season. It's a tough start to the season for the Tampa Bay Rays closer Kyle Farnsworth. He's been placed on the 15-day disabled list with a strained right elbow. That's the same problem that bothered him last September. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, the Iowa Cubs and Omaha Storm Chasers both opened up with victories. Iowa 5-3 winner over Round Rock, while Omaha beat Albuquerque 8-4. Iowa hosting Round Rock again this evening in Des Moines, while Omaha will play host to Albuquerque tonight. In basketball news, Drake guard Ravonte Rice, the third leading scorer in the Missouri Valley Conference this past season, has been granted a release from his scholarship so he can transfer to another school. Drake coach Mark Phelps announced Rice's abrupt release Thursday without specifying why he's leaving the program. Rice's departure is a serious blow for the Bulldogs. Rice was a second-team All-MVC pick last season, averaging 16.8 points. The sophomore said in a statement that leaving the Bulldogs is a decision he felt he had to make. Phelps says he remains confident about the program's future, adding that Drake fans will be excited by what they see next season. Syracuse center Fab Mello is entering the NBA draft after a breakout season in which he twice was held out because of eligibility issues. The 7-foot sophomore from Brazil averaged nearly 8 points and 6 rebounds for Syracuse this past season. He led the Big East in blocks per game and was named the conference defensive player of the year. Mello missed 3 games in late January due to an academic issue, was reinstated, and just before the start of the NCAA tournament, he was ruled ineligible again and did not play another game. The NCAA has turned down what the University of Connecticut says is its final appeal for a waiver of academic requirements that would allow the Huskies to play in next season's postseason tournament. UConn doesn't qualify for the tourney because of below-standard academic results. The school proposed alternate penalties, including playing a shorter schedule next season, forfeiting the revenue awarded to the Big East for participating in the 2013 tournament, and barring Coach Jim Calhoun from meeting off-campus with prospective recruits during the fall 2012 contact period. In the NBA last night, it was New York beating Orlando 96-80. Detroit beat Washington 99-94. Chicago downing Boston 93-86. And the LA Clippers over Sacramento 93-85. Lots of action on the ice last night. Philadelphia beat Buffalo 2-1. Washington over Florida 4-2. Carolina wins in a shootout 2-1 over Montreal. Pittsburgh over the New York Rangers 5-2. Toronto beat Tampa Bay in overtime 3-2. The New York Islanders over Winnipeg 5-4. Boston beat Ottawa 3-1. New Jersey over Detroit 2-1. Minnesota in a shootout 2-1 over Chicago. Nashville beat Dallas by a final of 2-0. It was Columbus over Colorado 5-2. Calgary beat Vancouver 3-2. San Jose, a 6-5 shootout winner over Los Angeles. Anaheim beat Edmonton in overtime 3-2. Head coach Sean Payton, general manager Mickey Loomis, and assistant head coach Joe Vitt of the Saints were in New York to appeal their recent suspensions for their involvement in the team's bounty program. It's now up to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell to decide whether he'll reduce any of the penalties he previously handed out. Goodell suspended Payton for the entire 2012 season, while Loomis was suspended 8 games and Vitt 6. The Saints were also fined $500,000 and docked 2 second-round draft picks. Arkansas football coach Bobby Petrino has been placed on paid leave following release of a police report that says he was riding with a female employee half his age when his motorcycle skidded off a highway during a self-described pleasure jaunt over the weekend. Petrino is married with 4 children. He didn't mention he had a passenger during a news conference on Tuesday, 2 days after Sunday's accident. The woman was not injured. And the University of Iowa will unveil a bronze statue of former wrestling coach Dan Gable next week. The university says the 7-foot statue will sit outside the main entrance to Carver-Hawkeye Arena. It'll be unveiled on Wednesday, 3 days before the start of the U.S. Olympic team trials in Iowa City. Gable wrestled for Iowa State and won the gold at the Olympics in 1972. He went on to lead the Hawkeyes to 15 national championships in 21 seasons as coach. Gable has remained active in wrestling and in promoting the upcoming Olympic trials. That's Jack of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.